from Washington, this is VOA News. More than 30 are reported killed in a bombing in Nigeria's Kano. Protesters and police clash in Cairo. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. In the Nigerian city of Kano, at least 35 people have been reported killed earlier as gunmen detonated bombs and opened fire at people at a crowded mosque. Chris Stein reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
Bombs exploded as people gathered for prayers at the central mosque in Kano in northern Nigeria. As the dust cleared, gunmen opened fire on the stunned worshippers. The Kano Central Mosque is near the palace of the powerful Emir of Kano, who recently called for Nigerians to take up arms against Boko Haram. The Islamist militant group has been waging a bloody campaign across northern Nigeria for the past 5 years. Angry survivors of Friday's attack in Kano obstructed police officers as they arrived at the scene. Police spokesman Mustafa Abubakar says the situation has since calmed down. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
Fighting in Cairo between Islamist protesters and police on this Friday resulted in the deaths of two people. Egyptian security sources say the violence broke out in East Cairo following calls for action by Islamists who want to overthrow Egypt's military-backed government. At least 100 people were arrested. Beginning a three-day trip to Turkey, Pope Francis has appealed for interfaith dialogue to confront the dangers of extremism. The pontiff made the appeal following a meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the outskirts of the Turkish capital, Ankara. During a joint news conference, Pope Francis also condemned the Islamic State, or ISIL, the assault on Christians and other religious minorities in Iraq and Syria. He stressed the importance of dialogue and working towards building a peace based on fundamental rights. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is reporting about 50 people were killed by Boko Haram insurgents in a town in Nigeria's Borno State earlier this week. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Damasak reportedly was captured by Boko Haram 4 days ago. The town, which is in Borno State, lies just a few kilometers from the Niger border. UNHCR staff in Niger's Difa region report thousands of Nigerians fleeing from Boko Haram are arriving in a state of panic and desperation. UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA people are being pursued by the militants right up to the riverbanks.
A lot of women, a lot of elderly, a lot of children amongst those coming across.
Damasak is the second large attack mounted by Boko Haram close to the Nigeria-Niger border in less than 2 months. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In the U.S., the holiday shopping bonanza known as Black Friday has arrived. The day after Thanksgiving traditionally kicks off the Christmas shopping season, attracting mobs of people desperate to purchase goods at especially low prices. It's called Black Friday because it's the day on which retailers supposedly begin to turn a profit for the year. The United Nations Committee Against Torture is urging the United States to investigate police abuse as protests continue over a grand jury decision not to charge a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager in the U.S. state of Missouri. In a report released Friday, the U.N. committee said it is concerned about numerous reports of police brutality and excessive use of force, in particular against minority, racial, and ethnic groups. Jean Mauvig is one of the panel's 10 independent experts.
We have reports of widespread excessive use of force by the police, and this gives rise to concern, of course, and also that some of some vulnerable groups, including ethnic groups, blacks, have been particularly targeted by this force.
This is the UN panel's first review of the U.S. record since 2006. It is tasked with periodically reviewing all 156 countries that have ratified the UN Treaty Against Torture. French President François Hollande has become the first Western leader to visit one of the African countries hardest hit by Ebola. Mr. Hollande landed in Guinea on Friday and was greeted at the airport by the nation's president and a group of French health workers. During the brief visit, Hollande plans to look at an Ebola treatment center and meet with President Alpha Condé. There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.